And to talk about the rankings that came out last night just a little bit more in depth, let's see what Vegas thinks of all of this. Let's bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Of course, Mike with us several times during the week, most notably on Fridays for Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are you this morning?
Doing great, Coach. How are things over in Georgia?
Pretty good. Weather's nice. Not quite as nice as where you are, but pretty nice here. Not too cold. But the thing about it is it looks like it's going to move in some bad weather over this way. That may affect some of the weekend games.
Yeah, and that's something we have to take note of in November. Well, all year round, obviously, but in November especially, I noticed the Ohio State-Penn State game is going to be in the 40s mm-hmm. with a chance of light rain.
Yeah, I can tell you from coaching in Chicago for 5.5 years up there, listen, it is a different animal. That's one thing I would like to see. I would like some of these Southeastern Conference teams, some of these warm weather teams, ACC teams, go up and play in Ann Arbor or Columbus in November. It would be a different story.
Yeah, that's I noticed Georgia went to South Bend, but that was, I believe, in September last year, right?
Right. They were still wearing short sleeves up there then. Yeah. All right, Mike, let's talk about the rankings that came out last night. Of course, not really any big surprises this week. Of course, we've got LSU still holding at number one, Ohio State number two, Clemson number three, Georgia number four, no surprise. Alabama stayed at number five. A lot of people thought that maybe since Tua went down with that injury on Saturday that they might drop Bama down to six, but I didn't see how they could do that.
Well, I didn't know if they would or wouldn't. I think they made the right choice by not, because, look, see how they look with Mac Jones before you dock them, right? And they made the right choice. If they let everything play out, a couple of things that were noted, many handicappers in Vegas pointed out that USC got in the rankings.
Right.
And that's going to help the Pac-12 teams, Oregon and Utah, sitting at 6 and 7. And I know everyone, all the talk is about Oregon, if Oregon wins. I think Utah is a better team. I think Utah, of course, they still have games to play, but if they go unbeaten from here to the championship game, I'm going to like Utah in that game. And I still think whatever the Pac-12 argument is still going to be pretty good, even if it's Utah, because they're a better team than Oregon.
This is, I noticed the USC bumped up in the rankings. I think they'll take care of UCLA, and they will stay in the rankings, if not move up even more. And I think if either a one-loss Pac-12 champion, whether it be Oregon or Utah, I think is going to get in, because Utah's only loss would be to a now-ranked USC team. And you've always brought up how the committee is going to take injuries into consideration. Listen, Utah went into the Coliseum with a MASH unit. They were very shorthanded that night and still almost pulled it out. Oregon, if they're the one-loss Pac-12 champion, then you got to look at Auburn. And again, let's just say that Alabama beats Auburn, and you say, well, it's a four-loss team, but every one of their losses would come to a top-10 team.
Right. Now, on your point about Utah, they played and in the Coliseum without their top two offensive players. Mm-hmm. So that has to factor in. And I love Kyle Whittingham. He's a top five coach. I'll go with him. His record in bowls is unbelievable, both straight up and against the spread. I feel like Utah could compete against the top three. Now listen, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, they're heads above the rest in handicappers' opinion and odds makers. Georgia's not far off. A healthy Alabama's, you know, right there with them as well. But I feel like Utah is built to where they could maybe stay in those games and warrant a top four appearance.
I agree with you on that, Mike. One thing that I'm going to throw at you and get your feedback on this. I think once Oklahoma lost, I think the Big 12 is shut out.
They are. I agree with you, but here's some of the power rankings, okay? And again, this has to do with what odds makers are going to – who are they going to favor in a matchup on a neutral field. And coach, do you know that a lot of odds makers still have Oklahoma around 6 or 7, and they have Florida around 7 or 8? And I know Florida's got 2 losses, no path to the playoff. But again, as far as power rankings from odds makers and or handicappers, Oklahoma's up there, but I don't see a way to where they can improve their status in the eyes of the committee.
Nope. And Alabama, all they need to do is take care of business, sit there at 5, hope that the Pac-12 champion is a 2-loss champion. And if that does, Alabama slips in the back door again.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to – these next couple of weeks are going to be interesting. Without Tua, I'm not sure – see, Alabama doesn't have the defense that they've had in, you know, previous years. So I'm not sure that they have anything to where the committee is going to say, yeah, this is one of the top 4 teams.
Right. All right, Mike, well, listen, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us this morning. And we'll be with you again on Friday morning for Inside the Numbers.
Yeah, look forward to it. We'll talk Friday.